It's Innovation Week in Sonoma County. Lots of people are participating, including Go Local. They'll be celebrating Food System Innovation Day today, and here to tell us more about that, Terry Garrett, the co-founder. What kind of food innovation are you looking to highlight?
It's really across the board. So we're looking at 2xC, which is a renewable seafood company, and they do both wild-caught as well as they're doing aquaculture. In Bodega Bay, they're going to be establishing a new fish farm that will specialize in scallops and oysters. They're going to talk a little bit about the innovations that they've made in how to feed and raise the fish. They've come up with some really innovative types of feed that doesn't bring the host of problems that you get with traditional meal-type feed. Evan Wigg from Farmers Guild is going to talk to us about some innovative new practices, particularly among younger farmers, which we're really trying to encourage that next generation of farmer. And then CAF Community Alliance with Family Farms, along with Marilee Olson from Preserve Sonoma, are going to talk about food processing and what we can do to do light food prep and frozen food as well as prepared meals. A lot of times there might be an oversupply of tomatoes, for example, and Marilee's company can process those and preserve those for future use. We wanted to find along the supply chain different representatives within the food system who could show innovations that are going on.
Your title is Imagining a Healthy Local Food System, but in point of fact, it seems like a good deal of it's already emerging.
It really is, and you know, there's some real primary drivers, and I think the Sonoma County Department of Health Services has really done a lot to raise the awareness. They've funded and supported, along with Ag Innovations, the Sonoma County Food Action Plan, and they've really raised the awareness about the health factors in local food and in organic foods and in getting those into the schools and institutions as well as all of our retail outlets.
With all the new pieces that are coming into place, what's still missing? What still needs to be imagined?
Well, while we're off to a good start, we still only grow 1% of our food here. In terms of preparation, we've done a wonderful job, particularly within dairy and poultry. And, you know, we have wonderful companies like Alvarado Street Bakery, Amy's Kitchen, and La Tortilla Factory, among many others. But we still import a great deal of our food here. And so part of this is both an economic development program as well as to meet our food security needs is to just increase that, to grow more food here, to process and produce more prepared foods here, and cultivate a sense of allegiance from the consumer market to these local products.
Terry Garrett is a co-founder of Go Local here in Sonoma County, very much involved in the healthy food system presentations today. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you, Bruce.